Gabriel.
Hello.
Hello. May I speak to Ms. Shorter?
Max was calling.
Yeah, this is Will Gomez. I called you last night from National Opinion Surveys. I guess you were out having dinner with some friends, and you asked me to call back.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I couldn't call you back yesterday, so I don't know if you have time right now to take the survey and just answer a few questions.
How long?
It's probably about 5 minutes, depending on...
Yeah. I can do 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, here we go. First question. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay, thank you. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
I will vote.
Definitely?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What is your race? You identify as African-American, Black, White, Anglo, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race?
Mixed race.
Okay, thank you. Next. If you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
35.
Okay, thank you. Next. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Here we go. Making college more affordable, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Reducing substance abuse in our communities, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Improving K through 12 education, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so much. Next. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Maybe worse.
Worse? Okay, thank you so much. Next. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
Getting better.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two. Vaping, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, cigarettes, opioids, and fentanyl, alcohol, marijuana, and other cannabis products.
I don't know.
What about vaping? Mm-hmm. Should I mark that one?
Yeah.
Or heroin? Okay. What about heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack?
Maybe meth.
Meth? Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Next. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who cannot or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Next. Now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. Heat, not burn tobacco products. Are you familiar or not?
Not familiar.
Okay. What about oral nicotine pouches?
Not familiar.
Okay. What about e-cigarettes or vapes?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Thank you so much. Next. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful from tobacco, form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? More education and anti-tobacco advertising, more government restrictions and bans, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or cost of smoking has gone up?
Cost of smoking has gone up, I guess.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to read 2 statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which one of the following statements do you agree with more. Number 1, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. Or number 2, we must recognize that not everybody can or will easily quit smoking, and while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about the access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes. 1st or 2nd, ma'am?
2nd.
2nd. Thank you so much. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
About the same, I guess.
About the same, no difference? Okay. I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they cannot or do not want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. 0 to 10, ma'am.
Maybe like a 5.
5, okay, thank you. Opioids are killing hundreds, thousands of Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarette use by being honest with us and or doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. 0 to 10.
Maybe like that. 9.
9. Okay, thank you so much. Last one. Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods efforts to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible? 0 to 10.
Maybe like a 7.
7, okay, thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who cannot or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Burn tobacco products, yes or no?
No.
Cigars, yes or no?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes, yes or no?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
No, okay, thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor.
Bachelor's? Okay, thank you so much. Are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Single, okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of yourself, of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
I prefer not to answer.
Okay, no problem. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
I prefer not to answer.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. And back in 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Prefer not to answer.
Okay, no problem. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. I hope you enjoy your dinner last night. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.